In this week of the course, you will be studying the Industrial Revolution, the economic transformation that swept originally across England, then Europe, then North America, and finally the world. In simple terms, the Industrial Revolution was nothing more than the introduction of mechanical means of production to replace manual means of production. At first, that mechanization was driven by the application of steam power to the production process, and much later in the 19th century, that steam power was gradually replaced by the use of electricity. The Industrial Revolution had its origins in England in the mid-18th century, and the textbook provides a reasonably good description of the factors that made England the originator of the revolution. By the 19th century, industrialization had spread quite rapidly outside of England and was increasingly connected with the construction of railroads. This was particularly the case in the United States, where the railroads transported goods to factories that produced more goods. But to transport those goods to the factories to produce goods, the railroads needed the goods produced by the factories to build more railroads so that more goods could be shipped to the factories so that they could produce more goods that could be used by the railroads to produce more railroads. The Industrial Revolution had a number of negative effects on the Western world. Not only did the Industrial Revolution dramatically transform the economies of Western countries, bringing about a change from an agricultural-based rural economy to an industrial-based urban economy, but the industrialization also had profound social and political changes. From a social point of view, the Industrial Revolution led to the concentration of population in cities and a dramatic growth in the size of cities in the 19th century. The growth of cities brought serious side effects such as pollution, disease, delinquency, and unrest. The fact that people also moved to the cities made them less dependent upon the traditional family and church ties that operated in the countryside. Also, from a social perspective, the revolution led to an entirely new class of the population, the working class or proletariat, and a greatly expanded middle class. The Industrial Revolution had a political effect in that the creation of this new powerful middle class, along with the working class, led to a gradual increase in the political power of the middle class in most countries and an increasing liberalization of politics and expansion of voting rights. For this week, you have the one-page paper assignment on your reading of Charles Dickens' novel, Hard Times. The specific question is, citing specific evidence from Hard Times, describe some of the effects of industrialization and urbanization on English society in the 19th century. The question is relatively straightforward in that you have to identify the key effects of the Industrial Revolution as depicted by Dickens. Please remember that you are reading Dickens as a historian and not as a literary critic. Please do not just provide a list of 10 effects, but provide in-depth explanation analysis of just a few of the most important effects, such as pollution, for example. Before writing the paper, you should review the style rules for papers in the course. Your paper should also include an introduction, paragraphs, and quoted evidence from the text to support your analysis.